So Travis, a big game coming up. You won by 14, but it's going to be tough out here in this arena.
Yes, it'll definitely be tough. I mean, they'll be ready. We played them less than a week ago here, and we lost by 30. So we have to definitely be ready to play and do our best.
The previous game, the first game, you made it really well. Do you think that you can repeat that?
Yeah, I think that they played me alone one-on-one in the post, and that was a big thing. When we played here last week, they didn't do that. They double-teamed more. So maybe not as big as in the scoring column points and stuff, but other ways, you know, rebounds, assists, stuff like that. But I think it could be have a good game again.
The 30-point loss here, the previous game, do you think that is going to be putting pressure on you a lot more than expected?
Unfortunately, I think it'll be in the back of our minds a little bit. I hope it doesn't affect us at all. You know, we need to come out and play every minute like we want to win to get to the Final Four again. So we got to just kind of forget about that and move past it, and we should be okay.
Traveling to Varna, was it a long trip? Are you tired of so many games in so last days?
Yeah, the trip to Varna was long. Especially after playing the game here on Saturday night, traveling there, and then traveling back Sunday night again. It's a little sore, you know, the body's a little tired, but that's to be expected, and, you know, they scheduled these games the way they did, so we got to play them, so you just have to be prepared, be ready to go, and get out there and play.
Is it easier to play with Levski so many times, or is it getting tougher?
It's getting tougher, because we're just getting so used to each other. You know, the plays, everyone knows each other's plays. It's harder to score on different things. Things they usually score on or, you know, are very successful, it gets different because they strategize against it a lot more. So it's a little bit tougher, but it's fun, because then you get to, you know everyone's little moves and stuff, so it's easier.
The start of the season wasn't so good for Levski, but it's getting better and better. Do you think that you can make a really nice finish of this season?
Yeah, I do think we can make a good finish. I mean, we started to show that, I think, in the Cup. You know, we were able to get to the finals. The team we have now, we've only been together for like a month or so with the new players. We've switched out so many guards that it's been up and down, shaky, trying to figure it out. But now that we're together, I think that we could definitely make a run at some things and do a lot better than the first part of the season.
How was the All-Star experience? If you want to share what the name of the bag meant for you.
Yeah, definitely. The All-Star was a great time, you know, it was a lot of fun. All the guys were good, you know, it was just a lot of fun. I was number 3, and it said JG because that was my friend back home. He played basketball with him in college. He passed away earlier this year just from due to an enlarged heart. He just had a large heart, no problems really. But so that was just kind of a tribute to him. He used to play basketball, and they retired his number back at my school. So I thought it'd be cool just to, you know, represent him out there.
Finally, any tips on who's going to win the NCAA this year?
Oh, I had Kansas, but they lost. So, actually now I think Duke and Syracuse are looking pretty good to get to the finals, I think. But, I mean, anything could happen. It's crazy what the teams are doing now.